This is St. Louis Public Radio. The stay-at-home order that went into effect yesterday in St. Louis and St. Louis County has arts groups looking for creative ways to keep doing their work. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports.
After local officials banned gatherings of more than 10 people, arts organizations scrambled to find ways to keep performing. The stay-at-home order has them rewriting their contingency plans on the fly. It threw a wrench into Shakespeare Festival St. Louis's plan to stage a live stream of Shakespeare's Cymbeline tonight. When word of the impending order came down on Saturday, the organization moved quickly. Producing artistic director Tom Ridgely says he gathered the cast to record the show in advance, while they still could. First, they reworked the staging.
They're trying to keep as much physical contact to a minimum and social distance to a maximum, and do a version of it, at least, that we were able to capture and that we'll be showing at the same time. It just won't be live.
No changes are necessary for the rest of the streaming series the festival announced last week. It was planned with extreme social distancing in mind, including a series of video shorts called Shakespeare in the Sheets, with actors reading bits of the Bard in bed. Musicians are also trying to figure out what to do. Brad Jackson will still throw an online version of his weekly Americana show, River City Opry, on March 29th. Musicians will perform from their homes. Jackson says it's important for artists to carry on.
There are things that I think need to be done to sort of just like increase morale. I think that arts and being able to take in the arts is an essential service. I know it keeps me sane.
The shutdown of performance venues leaves local bands looking for ways to replace lost income from canceled gigs. Ben Mazak of Native Sound Studio in St. Louis was getting ready to let bands stream from the studio and collect funds from an online tip jar. Now he's trying to rework the idea to comply with the new reality, even as it sometimes changes from day to day. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.